Although often known through its ultimate expression, the design that was labelled HMS Incomparable had a long history of at least notional development. Essentially, Admiral Fisher, when sketching his designs for whatever he felt was the next generation of warship at the time, would often label that sketch as HMS Incomparable, or if he felt like a little bit of a change, the Nonpareil, which is incomparable, but in French. Occasionally, he'd use something a little different, like Untakeable or Uncatchable, but Incomparable was his go-to. And when it comes to the ship most think of when that name is used, it appears to have its genesis in a memo that Fisher sent out in September 1912, in which he outlined his vision for the latest version of Incomparable. And I will quote him here directly. "Really a gem. She can be riddled and gutted outside the central diamond-shaped armoured citadel because there's nothing vital outside that citadel. So lightly built, she'll weigh so little as to go fast with 150,000 horsepower. She'll shake to pieces in about 10 years, but what's the good of a warship lasting longer? The expletive deleted, things get obsolete in about a year. 10 16-inch guns to begin with for main armament, 8 broadside torpedo tubes, 21-inch torpedoes, 32 knot speed, at least, 16-inch armour on the citadel and belt amidships, thinning towards the ends. 850 feet long, 86 feet wide, 4 torpedo tubes in each side to be well before the citadel, submerged, so as not to interfere with the machinery spaces. Quadruple screws, anti-submarine guns in small single turrets, a turtleback armoured hull with light steel inflammable structures before and aft the armoured diamond-shaped citadel, 2 conning towers, a hydraulic crane on each side, very low in height, for lifting boats, the light central steel hollow mast only to be for wireless and ventilation, made of steel ribbon to wind up and down at will. Jam up the citadel all that's possible right in the centre of the hull and squeeze the last inch in space so as to lessen the amount of 16-inch armour. Curved, thick armour deck, ammunition serviced by hydraulic power, oil running fore to aft along the whole end of the ship enough to go round the earth, very high double bottom, honeycombed and cofferdams everywhere stuffed with cork." Bearing in mind, this was his idea at a time just before the, comparatively speaking, mundane 24 to 25 knot Queen Elizabeths were even being laid down, with an armament of just 8 of the then brand new 15-inch guns. Also, the compact diamond-shaped citadel predates the next time you'd see serious consideration of such a layout in the Congo-class replacement proposals of the Imperial Japanese Navy by about 2 decades. Over the next few years, Fisher kept evolving this design until just before the end of his tenure in charge of the Royal Navy, at which point Fisher presented what he termed the fast battlecruiser Incomparable. At first, this took the 1912 ship we've just outlined and kept the 32-knot speed, but updated the armament to 20-inch guns and the length to no less than 1,000 feet. He also wanted to include a quadruple bottom, as he intended to fill half of it with 6,000 tons of oil to allow the new, bigger, heavier ship to go around the world without needing to refuel. The guns reflected his devotion to the square cube law when it came to firepower, as a 20-inch diameter shell, weighing in at over 2 tons, would have massively more firepower than a 15-inch or 16-inch shell. Again, in his florid style, he described the effects thus. "Imagine 2 tons being hurled by each of these guns to a height above the summit of the Matterhorn, or any other mountain you like to take, and bursting on its reaching the ground far out of human sight, but yet with exact accuracy as to where it should fall, causing in its explosion a crater somewhat like that of Vesuvius or Mount Etna. And consequently, you can easily imagine the German army fleeing for its life from Pomerania to Berlin." The final iteration of Incomparable would adjust a few figures to become still closer to a battlecruiser. The belt armour was decreased to 11 inches, which was still, at least at the time, sufficient to deal with German battlecruiser firepower, although it would be somewhat vulnerable to newer designs then under construction, like the Mackensen's. The main battery dropped from 10 guns to 6, mounted in 3 twin turrets, and this was all in aid of increasing speed, with 180,000 shaft horsepower now devoted to sending all 46,000 tons of the ship through the water at the dizzying speed of 35 knots. And all of this wasn't actually expected to last that long. Fisher had seen how quickly new battleships were being superseded, whereas a first-rate ship of the line like HMS Victory could outlive men who were born at the same time she was launched while she was still in active service, his own HMS Dreadnought, not even 10 years old at the time he proposed Incomparable in this format, was already about to be relegated out of the Grand Fleet that she'd so recently been flagship of. And so he expected something even bigger and better would replace the Incomparable by the mid-1920s. Of course, as it happened, Fisher was soon to leave the Admiralty, and so no serious proposal was put forward to actually build the thing. Which was probably just as well, as one of his last notes on the idea indicated that Fisher had discovered the possibility of a 22-inch gun.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.